you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters, and welcome to another episode of Fueled by Faith. I am your host, Emily Vermeer, and I am so pumped for this new season that Fueled by Faith sisters and family are stepping into. And if you were not a part of our conference, you are getting the scoop. This is what we talked about. This is what we ended on that God really revealed to me in about a couple months ago. Actually, probably about 6 months ago, God kept giving me scriptures all about light, light, light. And I didn't know what He was trying to tell me, except to go and be the light and go and exude the giftings that He's giving us and be a light to attract other people towards what God's doing in our lives, to then point them to Him as the director and allow that light to then shine and then and duplicate that light. And I was in the middle of one of our Fueled by Faith calls, and I just got this picture in my head of all of us walking around like glow sticks and illuminating our light to the world.
And that just kept being built upon just vision and idea and thoughts and scripture and words from other people that were getting downloaded to me. And a few weeks ago, God met me in a very heavy place, a very tough situation, life situation, and gave me this beautiful word, this beautiful word that goes with all of that inside the scriptures about light and being a light. And what we talked about at the Fueled by Faith conference is oftentimes we go through situations in life where we're broken on purpose. We go through tough times to get us where we're going. And if you can imagine a glow stick, in order for that to be utilized, what does it take for it to really be used to its potential? It takes the action of being broken in multiple places. It takes the act of being shaken up, like vigorously shaken. And it takes both of those. You can't just shake that stick without it being broken first. And if you don't shake it, then it just has little beams of light throughout it. It doesn't come together as one. But in order for that glow stick to be used to its purpose, it must be broken and it must be shaken. And then within that, what good is it if it's covered up? If it's stuck in a closet, if it's under a dark cup, it does no good if it's not shown and moved and taken out. And I honestly believe that that is what God is doing in our lives, can do in our lives, bring us to a situation, right? So many testimonies you hear of people hitting a rock bottom or going through something that you can't even imagine, but they're going with it with God holding their hand, and God is helping illuminate that light in the darkness. And He's commissioning you to go with your light, to go shine. And so as I commissioned the women at Fueled by Faith, our conference this year, I'm commissioning you to follow this acronym, and it is GLOW, GLOW. That is this acronym. The Lord gave this to me after all of this, and I love it so much, and we're going to break it down today, and then I'm going to have something for you, a gift for you after this that goes along with this that will help you take this out tangibly and walk it out. Because what good is all of this information if you don't do anything with it? I am not here to be just someone in your earbuds to waste time on your drive to work. I am here to commission you, to light you up, to send you off for you to go and do. That is how we move the kingdom, not one person at a time. We move the kingdom as a domino effect that we encourage and we impact all of our worlds. So then you go impact your own world and those people, and it just feeds off of one another. Okay, so GLOW. Here we glow. So the acronym is GO, Light Our World. Go light our world. And really, this is a commission. So it starts straight off the bat with go, the Great Commission. God asks for us to go and tell, go and preach, go and teach, go and heal, go and help, go and serve. He gave us an action to go. Does it mean sit mildly behind your desk? It doesn't mean only go on Sundays or one day a week. He said go. Now, putting this together with all of these steps will then show you, what are you going with? What What action are you taking, and what does this mean to light? Go light. The light that is within you, sister, is your giftings, is your talents, is your uniqueness, your authenticity, who you are. When we strip everything away of your roles, your job, your identity, and when it comes to what you do and who you serve, what you do from 9 to 5, that is not who you are. Who are you beneath all of that? Who does God say you are? If we were to look through his eyeglasses, what would he say is inside of you? So a lot of us don't know what this is, or it's so deep down, covered under, oh, I'm just a mom, or I'm just a manager. When we start to peel back those layers, we actually start to see ourselves how God views us. And we see the descriptors or the talents that he's given us, that no, you're not just a manager. You actually have a voice of an angel that God blessed you with the talent to go and pierce the hearts of people through your worship and your praise, through the talent of your vocals. That's a piece of you. That is a piece of your light. So when you think of a light, when you think of when you're camping, right, and you have the one light in the whole space, all of the flies and the mosquitoes and the bugs and everything, they're attracted to that light beam. And that's what God wants us to be. Jesus was that light beam. Everywhere he walked, more and more people flocked because he was walking. He was trailblazing the path of faith for us. And so your light is when you're walking out who you are in Jesus' name. When you're walking in this path that's not forced, it's flowing, and it's who God says you are. It's using your giftings and your talents to glorify the Lord. Those giftings and those talents are your light. So when you're walking and you're walking in that light, that people say, ooh, I want that ease and that peace and that joy, that self-control. When you're walking in the fruits of the Spirit, other people see it and they want that. They think that you're on something. They think that you're on a drug. They think that you had a pill, or that you have the right therapist, or you have the right friend group. And maybe you have a formula of those things that God's putting in your place. But when you're walking in alignment, it starts to attract people to you that are wanting that same thing. And the answer is Jesus. When someone can say, what are you doing to make your life more peaceful, more joyful, more just like, what do you have? And you can turn around and say, Jesus, that means you're walking in your light. And so the light is your giftings and your talents and what God has given you that makes you completely, utterly his and different. And then when you are walking in that, that is your go, that is your commission, okay? So that's go, light, and then our. Oh, you are our. Go light our world. What does this mean? When we talk about our, we're talking about community. And in a world where we're technically so connected, where I could probably get in touch with every single person I know in a matter of minutes, we are just as oppositely disconnected, because those people that I can reach out to in the matter of minutes, maybe a handful of them actually know how I'm doing, my goals in life, my children's name, probably what I actually do for work, who I am to my core. We're so disconnected, even though we're in a connected world. But this hour piece is our community. I mean, when's the last time that you talked to your neighbor? I mean, I'm sitting here, honestly, I just texted mine yesterday, but we don't have a relationship. Conviction. Community. Who do you know? How can you serve them? Being involved. Showing when we're a part of a community, that's where people can really see the light of the Lord in our lives, and that commission can be activated. Because God didn't say, sit in the comfort of your home and be poured into by me, and that's it. He said, go. That means moving. That means not in one place. And when we're in community, that's where we can make and create impact through the Lord working through us. And this is a huge piece. I mean, Fueled by Faith is its own community in itself, and it's growing and it's expanding. And if you don't have a community, reach out. We will get you plugged in, because this is key. This is a huge part of what God has for us. And also, it's a support system. It's a weapon. Community is huge. And then we're moving to our fourth piece, which is world. Go light our world. And when I thought of this, I was like, wow, our and world, that's kind of similar, but it's actually not. Our is more of an ownership of our personal community, those that are around us. And what's so cool, I think I've said this to you guys before, but I'm going to say it again. I was in an interview a couple of years ago, and the person that was being interviewed asked all of us, we were in a group interview, asked all of us what our favorite part about the job was. And one of my colleagues at the time had the most amazing answer that I talk about all the time. And she said, you know, we always, so many of us have this mission in life to change the world. And honestly, that's a big undertaking for a human. That's vaulted, right? And the reality of that happening is very slim. But she said, I know that when I change one world or some people's worlds, that that's impacting the world as a whole. And that's how I really believe God uses us. He uses us in our communities to go impact people within our own community, that then they go impact their community. And then the person from their community goes and impacts their community. It's this huge overflow of intertwining and collaborating and networking with all of our people that we can go impact, they can go impact, then the next person can go impact. It's a huge domino effect. And when we focus on our community, the impact grows into the world. And I was also reminded this week of the difference between our traditional way of thinking. This is our conditioned societal mind, right? That our human brain can comprehend is limits, right? But you, my sister, are the daughter to a limitless King of Kings. You are the heir to his throne. And there's this difference of being kingdom-minded and just like traditional-minded. And when we are kingdom-minded, we cannot be limited, because when we limit ourselves, we limit what God can do. And so most of us can think, oh, that wasn't that impactful, taking that young man to lunch or tipping that person a little bit more or sharing my testimony. Oh my goodness. So many people think that if their testimony can't save a bunch of people, then don't share it. sister, if it saves one person, if it impacts one person, it impacts another person and another person and another person. I interviewed someone weeks ago, and she was able to tell me three people's testimony that impacted my life. They didn't even have to say it. I didn't even have to meet those people. And it changed my life. That's how big your God is. He's so big. Do not limit yourself. Do not limit the Lord. We are here on a mission. We are here to go. We are here to exude our light in our communities to impact the world. So some of you may be sitting here and you are just so on fire for the Lord. And you're like, God, I am here. I want everything you have. I want more. I want more. But maybe you don't know what your light is. Maybe you don't have that community that is going to call you out, to call you forward, to then expand you and really send you off into where God has you going to then impact the world. So listen up, Buttercup, because God has given me a beautiful program that for now you have access to, that for now is in right now. We have created this Glow to Grow program. It is a 4-module program. It also comes with 2 1-on-1 coaching calls with yours truly, where I will help you at the beginning of the course and the end of the course, kind of bookend this program for you to help you get really clear on your calling, on your assignment that God has for you, and to ignite you to go in your commission. So if you're interested, we are going to post the link below in the show notes. If you have questions, you can go check out our page for more, or you can even send me a DM and we can chat about it. But sister, God wants to use you. There is something so big inside of you that either you know there's something here, or you're feeling this urge. You're feeling this, I've got more in me, God, and I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And can I tell you right here, right now, that I was there 2 years ago. I was there 2 years ago, and God gave me stepping stones. He gave me beautiful stepping stones that were not my end game. They just got me to where I was going. And it was a journey. It's an absolute journey. And I know that He is using my journey to help women like you that want to glorify His name and your absolute gifting and to expand the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. So I encourage you, go check it out. Get your hands on it. It's not going anywhere, so it will be there when you get there. But I just encourage you to glow. I encourage you to embrace the break, the shaking. Lord, break me. Lord, shake me. Lord, light me. Lord, send me has been my prayer. And I pray that over you too. If you're going through a season, just know that He is doing this in order for you to glow. Thank you guys for listening in. I hope you have an amazing week, and we will chat with you next week. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.